right, everyone. Hello, Holly King. Welcome to my podcast. This is Wild Kingdom Wellness. We will talk about everything well in this podcast. We will explore topics that include subject matters like spirituality, physical, mental, emotional health, and also the things you see going on in the world around you. So if you are ready to go on this Wild Kingdom Wellness ride with me, then make sure that you subscribe to this podcast. You also share this particular podcast and more with others. I will be exploring the realms that people are afraid to go into, and you will not want to miss these episodes. So, Holly King, Wild Kingdom Wellness, welcome to my journey. All right, everyone. Hello, Holly King here. Welcome to my podcast. This is Wild Kingdom Wellness, and today is Tuesday. It is February the 3rd, 2026. The color of the day today is maroon. The moon, she is precisely in the sign of Virgo, and I have a little special guest here that wants to say hello. The planet Uranus has gone direct today in the sign of Taurus. Okay, so what are we talking about, ladies and gentlemen? Well, I am reading from Llewellyn's 2026 Witch's Date Book. That is how I start my day, ladies and gentlemen. So what do we want to talk about today? Well, I want to talk about Uranus, the planet Uranus, moving direct today at 9:33 p.m., so tonight for you Eastern Standard Time individuals. But with this planet moving direct, there are a lot of things in the universe that we can learn from this planet stationing direct in the sign of Taurus, okay, because the planets, as you all know, cycle around us, the moon, the stars, everything goes into its lunar phase, it's solar phase. It's just the way the universe works. And so for someone like me, who has been working with astrology for many, many years on a personal level, I do it for myself more than anybody. I do it for myself because I know that the universe, the mind of God, the great architect of, our existence, well, God's pretty smart and has a chronological timepiece. It's called, it's called the cycle of life. It's the flower of life. So when I see these planets dancing around us above our heads, then I know that when I dig into like tarot and astrology and tradition and, ancient sacred texts that have been written before us, right? I know that there is value to understanding astrology. There is so much value in understanding astrology. And for the mainstream everyday person, they may only know, well, I'm a sun sign Scorpio, and I just know that I'm intense and passionate all the time. That may be all you know about your sign of the zodiac, right? But do you understand that there is an entire system, an entire numerological system that exists well outside of the scope of everyday practice called astrology? And for someone like me, it is just second nature at this point for me to be able to pull up my almanac every day and go, okay, what day is it? What do I need to be working on? What kind of energy, is the moon producing for us today? Is the moon in a fire sign, an earth sign? Today it's an earth sign. So if you're a Virgo, the moon is like shining its energy down on you, and it's earth-based energy. Okay. So as a practitioner of the elements, I have no problem in looking at this almanac today and going, oh my gosh, like Uranus went direct today. And the first question I had as an astrologer is, well, what sign of the zodiac? What sign is Uranus in, so that I can take the energy of the planet Uranus, okay, which we're going to talk about here in a moment, and apply it to the constellation zodiac sign of Taurus, okay, because Uranus went direct into the sign of Taurus today. It has meaning, okay. So I knew I wanted to talk about this particular correlation of energy today on my podcast here at Wild Kingdom Wellness, but I also wanted to have in front of me you all. So for those of you all that are on the video on YouTube, subscribe, make sure you subscribe. I pulled up the energy for today on my computer. So this is like the natal chart of the day. And I was like, you know, what's going on with the rest of the planets? What's going on with the rest of the universe? How does the sign of Taurus and the planet of Uranus play together when it comes to astrology? And is there anything as an astrologer or as a human being that I could glean from this alignment, from this planetary constellatory alignment? If I made that word up, it's great, but I really like it, constellatory. Okay, is there anything I can learn from this alignment, this dance of energy with Uranus going direct in the sign of Taurus? And so the answer to that, ladies and gentlemen, is an infinite yes. Okay, again, it's just about putting the mathematical pieces together when it comes to astrology and also sacred geometry, because it all becomes one. Okay, this is where, as a spiritual life coach and as a podcaster and as just a crazy little woman that dabbles in astrology, right, it is about putting the sacred geometry, the pieces of life, the flower of life back together through study and through transformation. And all of a sudden you go, oh my gosh, it's not that difficult for me to know that I need to be working on certain aspects of life today. And so we're going to talk about that. So with Uranus going direct today in astrology, I went to ChatGPT to help me, okay, because I know this is big spiritual upper chakra, big picture thinking when we're talking about, well, how does that energy, what am I supposed to do with that as an individual? Like people, you know, some people don't care. They don't care about astrology. Other people understand the spiritual dance of astrology in such a way that it's like it becomes our lifestyle, okay? And it's freaking fun. So I went to ChatGPT this morning and I said to Chat, this is the question that I typed into ChatGPT, okay? It says, what does it mean when Uranus stations direct into Taurus? Question mark. And that's what I put into, that was the question that I entered into ChatGPT this morning. The answer is as this, okay, y'all. In astrology, according to ChatGPT, when Uranus stations direct in Taurus, it makes a turning point, no pun intended, where Uranian energy, which is the force of change, awakening, disruption, and innovation, has been internalized during the retrograde period. This energy begins to move outward and becomes visible in the external world. And specifically, though, through the Taurus themes, here is how we can understand it clearly. So let me go back and re-paraphrase. Let me paraphrase this a little bit. Okay. What ChatGPT is telling me is I need to understand as an astrologer first, the first point of action that I need to understand is that when Uranus stationed direct, meaning it stops spinning backwards, okay, direct into Taurus, it marks a turning point where Uranian energy, such as change, awakening, disruption, and innovation, which are the aspects of the planet Uranus in your natal chart, okay, they had all of that stuff had been internalized up until now, because the planet Uranus was retrograde. Okay, it was spinning backwards. Today it went direct, or is going direct today at 9:33 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Okay, so this planet is making basically a big shift, and it's coming towards us versus going away from us, moving away from us in the universe. And so now we're like, well, what do we do with all that energy? This energy represents change. It represents disruption. It represents innovation. It represents an awakening. Okay. These are big, big, you know, spiritual conversations that people who are ascending and have been having an awakening, you know, for 15, 20 years now. This is the theme, y'all, for us to be able to charge forward in our truth and in our Taurian energy and the Taurus energy right now. And we are able, you all, through all of the things, technology, you know, the written word, subjective words, objective words, social media, you know, all the platforms, we are now able to take this Uranian energy, which is now looking at us right in the face. Okay. Think of this big planet, which, by the way, is tilted on its side. Okay. So sources say the Big Bang actually was so big that Uranus, which was a planet that was already out in the universe well before Earth and Venus and Mars really like got to know each other. Uranus was out there with Saturn and Jupiter and, you know, and Pluto far, far in the galaxy, far away in the galaxy. And all of a sudden the Big Bang hit and it blew Uranus on its side. So astrologers and astronomy teachers, NASA, will tell you that Uranus is a huge planet way out into the solar system that spins on its side, not round and round like the Earth does on the rotation of the axis. You all get the picture. So if you're with me on video, you see what my finger's doing. If you're not, you can just imagine, you all, the Earth spinning round and round and round like a ball, right, on its axis. But the North and South Pole are generally upright to a degree. There's an angle there, right? But with the Big Bang, what happened with Uranus is it blew that planet on its side, so it orbits on its side like a football rolling down the football field, and it kind of spins, you know, basically it wobbles, it warbles, okay? So that's something that if you are in any way, shape, or form interested in learning astrology, understand that, you know, not one size fits all, y'all. And that is something about this podcast you're going to learn about me, is we're not just going to talk about one thing when it comes to wellness. We're going to talk about all the things. Okay. So this is a good moment for you to pause this video and this audio and make sure you are subscribed to this Wild Kingdom Wellness podcast on YouTube, Spotify, Apple, all the places. iHeartRadio, come find me, come listen to the sound of my joyous voice rambling on about things that are going on in the world around us, okay? So, back to Uranus. Uranus going direct today in the sign of Taurus brings us certain themes that we human beings can be working on, and so we need to be looking at our life big picture right now. And really start, we need to drill down. It's time for you and I and you to start to drill down and understand, you know, this dynamic force of nature, the forces of energy that are around us, that surround us, that may not be right in your direct line of sight. And understand that working with these spiritual energies is not evil. Okay, it might be considered ritual work, and it might be considered, you know, a little bit far-reaching for some people. But when you come from an evangelical, Pentecostal, spiritual background like I have been and done, wore the T-shirt and kind of got the F out, like you understand that we are all made up of spiritual life force energy. Like there's no sugarcoating that whatsoever. Even to my atheist brothers and sisters out there in the universe, listen, you probably at least agree with me on the fact that we did have a big, big bang at some point, and somehow we got here on this planet, right? And we have a consciousness and we have a mind, you know, and even if you don't believe that you go into an afterlife or that you don't know what happens to you, you know, with life after death, you still have to admit that we are cycling around the universe with a whole bunch of different energy and planets, molecular structure, you know. And so some of this stuff after, you know, I don't know, 10,000, 20,000, 100,000 years, you go, well, you know what? Maybe there is something to the modern day understanding of the course of astrology as we go about our day, wiping our butts. Okay, so what is Uranus energy about? Y'all, sudden change and breakthrough, okay? Liberation and freedom, innovation and the future, awakening to the truth, shaking up what is outdated. These are the themes of Uranus staring you humans, us humans, right up in the face today, okay? Pay attention, please. Uranus, according to ChatGPT, does not ask you politely what you want. It disrupts what is stagnant so that something more authentic can emerge. So what happens, it says right here, where is this happening? What is happening in this Taurian Taurus energy? So Uranus dancing in the sign of Taurus, what do we need to be focusing on in the physical, okay? Your money, your finances, and your resources, okay? This is a time for you to do, and it makes sense because in America, it's tax season, hello? You know, and if you're self-employed, you better start getting your receipts together, you know, in order to file your taxes so that the IRS, which is an illegal entity, but whatever, that's another conversation for another day. So the feds, they don't come knocking up on your door, you know, wanting to take your firstborn cat or whatever, you know. And so, like, you know, you need to be looking at your receipts right now from 2025 and go, okay, how do I report, you know, my income, my gains, my losses to the government so that they stay out of my monkey business? Like, I need to be working on that stuff. There are deadlines, there are timelines. And you know what? I used to be so perturbed every year as a small business of, well, I have to file my taxes and I got to take time to do this and I got to count every receipt. I got to make sure that, you know, I don't overshoot the budget and all the things, right? All the things. Well, right now, y'all, this is January and February is the season that we need to be looking at our financial stability, and not just on a personal level, ladies and gentlemen, we need to be looking at our financial stability as a country, aka as a nation. And also, we need to ask questions to the government of the government and go, okay, well, what are you all doing with the monetary system? Because what I saw happen yesterday on February the 2nd, I saw some videos on YouTube. Apparently, Nicki Minaj, who I don't follow because I got out of that kind of music a long time ago, especially when I was in the Pentecostal church, you were not allowed to listen to any type of music that was not Christian. So, or you would die and go to hell. Just remember that, okay? That's what the Pentecostals and the apostolics be preaching, okay? You don't listen to that stuff, okay? Because if you do, you poison your mind. Okay, that's what the Christians believe, a lot of them, that if you listen to rock and roll and you listen to slutty music, you're going to become a slut, okay? So just don't do it. Don't do it. Now, granted, some of that stuff back in the old days, you know, I'm still hooked on when it comes to, like, you know, Ozzy Osbourne, rock and roll, and all the things, right? But we're learning as we go, people. We're learning what we know as we go, okay? So you need to be looking at your receipts, your money, your finances, and your resources this week. Like, today would be a good idea to do it today, but I know you're busy because we're all busy, right? We're being under Satan's yoke. We're real busy as humans. We get real busy being busy, right? So, but we still need to pay attention to money because money is energy. Taurus is the sign of money, is an earth sign, so on and so forth. Prove me wrong. That's an understatement. Self-worth. Okay, we'll move on. Self-worth, okay, and values. What are your values as a human being? That is a tricky question, ladies and gentlemen. If I had to sit here right now and make a list of the things that I would consider myself to be valuable on. So let's say I said, you know what, I am a good massage therapist, or I am a good mom, or I am, you know, fill in the blank. So as a massage therapist, as a body worker, as someone who absolutely, brings value to the table to my clients, I need to make a list and ask myself, well, with that value that I'm bringing to the world around me, am I receiving value back from the things of the world, such as if I go to, you know, Walmart and I buy the great value bread over the rainbow bread, like which one is of the greatest value to me? Okay, so little things like that, you can start going down the list as a human being and go, well, what do I feel like I bring to the planet that is of help to others? And am I also getting value of out of my relationships on an everyday basis? Because if the answer to that is no, again, Uranus is here to help you disrupt and make change. Okay? Okay. The other thing that we need to be focusing on as human beings, because Taurus is the constellation, the zodiac sign of the body, your bone structure, like, you know, your teeth, your nervous system, your senses, your whole body. We need to be focusing on our physical health, okay? I could elaborate on that topic for days, you all. This is why you need to come back. Subscribe to this channel, okay? Just do it. Just do it. Hit the notification bell because I will be speaking on a daily basis, on a weekly basis, or on a monthly basis as time permits. I will be teaching you all little nuggets and different tips and tricks about how you can do ritual work. And again, not be considered some type of Satanist or some type of pedophile. Like, it's just, that is not what ritual work should ever be about, okay? And there is a battle right now, you all. There is a battle in the world between people who practice astrology, ritual work, you know, spiritual arts, Wicca, all the things that are getting thrown under the bus right now when it comes to what we see going on in Babylon, Hollywood. Okay, another day, another topic. We'll talk about it later. Right now we're talking about Taurus. Okay, but it's all connected. Okay, guys, it's all connected. So working with your body, making sure today you get some type of form of exercise. Do a Himkichi squat. Like, just do something to move your fascia, move your body, and allow your central nervous system to regulate. Let's just breathe. Why don't we? That would be a novel thought. Anyway, work with that energy today. Work with stability. Work with security. Work with comfort. Comfort. We like comfort in America. Y'all know we like comfort. Like, we is the bougiest. We are one of the bougiest countries on the globe. Okay. You got France, you got Britain, you know, you got Spain. We got some bougie stuff going on over up in Europe. Okay. Where our ancestors came from. If you are of the Caucasian line, I'm kind of a mixed mutton. So I can talk about all the things, y'all, all the things, all the DNA runs through my body. All of it, all the genetic codes, it's all in there. It's there. It's there. I feel it. I see it. I smell it. I taste it. I understand it, right? I still bleed red, though. So do you. So anyway, back to Taurus energy, nature, land, food, and drum roll, please, your material possessions. So if I have not given you enough earth-based energy stuff to work on today, then I suggest that you like and subscribe this podcast, because guys, there's so much information that we have accessible to us that you can look at, lay your altar out every morning, do a little bit of ritual work. Again, I highly recommend that you get you some type of, you know, almanac, okay, that shows you where the universe is, where the moon and stars are in any given day, and start to work with that energy without fear of being judged, okay? Just don't. Because I am listening to people who I know are trying to expose the dark side of the dark side, okay? But I also know there are people like myself out here who does profess ministry, okay? Non-denominational ritual work that is safe and effective for me as a person that does not include harming someone else through the practices of witchcraft, okay? So everything else is subject to your own belief system. Taurus prefers safety and predictability. So when Uranus is here playing in the playground of Taurus, the moral of this story is that we are redefining what security really means to us in the world. Now, this particular ChatGPT document goes on and on and on and on and on. And I, y'all, am not going to belabor the point that I am studying for you and for me and for us as a collective consciousness. I am studying the groundwork once again when it comes to understanding the forces of nature and how people who are awake and have spiritual intuition can look at a particular place of the zodiac or the natal chart of the day or whatever, your own personal natal chart, and just go, wow, I think this is the reason why I do what I do. Because, y'all, there is a system to it. Okay. I love you all. Live the dream. Remember, we want to follow Wild Kingdom Wellness on all the channels, because as we go through each particular day, it might be one thing that I said in this podcast that rings your bell. So if I ring your bell, I want you to be able to understand that I am coming from a space of love and security. And I am, with this placement of Uranus and Taurus going direct today, I am redefining what security actually means to me as a person. So I hope you follow along. If you would like to coach with me online, you can do so at my website, thereikistation.coach. Just send me a message. I will be happy to get back with you. We can figure out what kind of reading you might need, if you need prayer, all the things. Holistic coaching, health, fitness, wellness, spiritual life coaching. We can do yoga online. I can teach you Reiki. Like, it just, check me out. Check me out on my website, The Reiki Station, reiki station.coach. All right, guys, that's enough for today. Remember to live the dream. I will see you very soon, and you have a great day. Bye.
All right, guys, just a little disclaimer here by myself, Holly King. I am not a medical doctor, a licensed clinical therapist, or a mental health therapist. All information and coaching provided is for educational and supportive purposes only and should not be considered medical or psychological advice. Please do consult your physician, licensed therapist, or another qualified healthcare provider before making any changes related to your health or even before beginning any coaching. So what that means, guys, is just consult with your doctor when you decide to check out our podcast. We'll see you later, all right? Bye.